Donald Trump returned to court in New York, taking the stand today. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. Judge Juan Marchand, who's not yet ruled on Thursday's contempt hearing, started off by clarifying that Trump's gag order does not prohibit him from testifying. Speaking before the session, the former president clarified his understanding of the gag order, reversing himself on statements he had made to that effect Thursday.
The gag order is not to testify. The gag order stops me from talking about people and responding when they say things about me.
Trump's attorney cross-examined forensic analyst Douglas Dowse, who testified about what he found on Michael Cohen's cell phone. On Thursday, lawyer Keith Davidson concluded nearly 6.5 hours on the stand, laying out details of his negotiations with Michael Cohen and the National Enquirer for payments on behalf of porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy centerfold Karen McDougal. The Republican presidential candidate has pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover up the true nature of those payments. I'm Jennifer King.